AltalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Chill out, dickwad.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Fuck you, you little dipshit.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Come with me if you want to live.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
The Omega.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you are a Terminator, right?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I need a vacation.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Now listen to me very carefully.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
This is Matt Hardy.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
WTR Sunday Night.
Will you hurry up? This is taking too long.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is our final pay-per-view event, Elimination Chamber, before we actually hit the big show of them all, WrestleMania. This will be an especially fun episode for me. Might be learning a lot about this show, but I'm sure there's opinions. Do we have thoughts on the show?
Maybe.
Producers, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. All right, let's go ahead and get to them. So this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, the producer, Sir Rockin.
The hard carry is here.
Yeah.
Where did it go? Where did it go, hard carry? Let's go.
Okay. And the one that has to lead the way, whether he likes it or not, the one and only Tim Stein.
Oh, hell no. I'm going to let Rock lead the way, and I'm just going to chime in then.
So is that any different than any other week?
Is that different than any other pay-per-view episode? No, I'm just not going to go there. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Elimination Chamber edition of WTR Sunday Night, where we're going to review what we saw for Omega. That'll give him about 10 minutes airtime, maybe 15.
Yeah, get a break for once.
There you go. Which means Rock gets to talk about the pre-show because I was at work, and then Rock gets to talk about the first match because I was driving home from work.
Viking Raiders beat Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Yay.
So nothing happened then.
Remembered Ryder and Hawkins and gave him a payday.
Charlie Caruso had a really blue top.
Why was it so sad?
Dad joke.
Due to
complaint command in chat.
God damn it.
And if you like wrestling, a good old-fashioned wrestling match, check out Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak, because they had a wrestling match on this show.
There you go.
Daniel Bryan almost killed himself like 5 times in an old-school wrestling match.
Well, that's Daniel Bryan in most matches.
Yeah, but he got dropped on his head a couple of times. It was kind of scary. But good. Good match. Daniel Bryan got the win. Tapped out Drew Gulak. About 15 minutes. Pretty good. Pretty good. So yeah, that's the stuff you missed, Tim.
So I missed some good stuff just in time to watch something that was rather weak and sloppy.
What was that?
Andrade versus some other guy.
Humberto Carrillo.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try to pronounce his name right now.
Wait. How did they have a sloppy match with how much practice they've had?
Because it's Humberto Carrillo.
Humberto's fine. It's just they've had like a million matches and... I'm stunned he would actually like have a bad match at this point.
Well, the problem is, with, Umberto, one of these days, when he gets his timing down properly, he's gonna look, a lot better than he does right now. He's got some amazing moves, but it throws the timing of his opponents off. And this is speaking as a bit of an insider here. Somebody in the business, it'll throw your timing off when you have to wait for the guy to actually get comfortable with the setup to his big move. And that's exactly the problem with Umberto. And this is why the matches are sloppy, is because a move that should take 3 seconds takes 7. Now that 4 seconds extra is huge. It's really big. And what this kid needs is not to be on the main roster right now. He needs to be in a developmental program where he can get his speed and timing up to par. Then come back and show us how wonderful he is. Because he's going to be good one of these days. He's going to be absolutely super. He's got the moves of a lucha, and he's got the he's super tall for, you know, a lucha. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch once the timing is there. Until then, every match he's going to be into is going to be a bit of a mess. And this one was no exception. It was sloppy. It wasn't tight. You know what I mean, Omega?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's unfortunate, but it's true. Rock, what were your impressions of this match?
Boy, I've seen this a lot. I've seen this match a lot on television the last 4 months. I just saw it 10 days ago. It was the same basic match. No, that was on Garza. That was 10 days ago. It was the same match he had with Garza. Same exact thing. This, they went back to the story of the, what's it called? Ring mats. And they were trying, because both men got injured on the ring mat, so they were trying to do that as the finish. It was just, that felt like really, really, like, overly scripted. It's like if you're fighting on the outside, then you quickly go for it. Like, that's one thing.
But here's the thing about that. Let me just chime in. It felt overly scripted, yes. But we have been entertained by overly scripted matches before. The problem is, and you pointed it out, he had the exact same script for his match with Garza. And it was the exact same script with his earlier matches against Andrade. There's no innovation. There's no ad-libbing. There's no, it's like you pick up a book and you read it, and it's the exact same thing on every page for the 10th time. It's like watching Avengers Endgame and realizing there's nothing different after watching it for the 10th time. You could memorize this like you could memorize watching a movie. All these other scripted matches, at least the wrestlers will ad-lib, and Carrillo is not there yet, unfortunately.
No, he's not, and it's going to take him a while to get there, it seems.
But that's why I say he needs to get off the main roster and not even be on NXT. He's got to go a step below NXT.
Part of it is they've cut back on house shows. Like WWE has in the last 3-4 months, they've cut back on doing weekend house shows. They're not doing them as often. And they went from 4 times a month, I think it's down to 1 or 2 right now.
Yeah. So, and the house shows used to be great for the greener talents to get seasoned. Now he's got to do that on the main TV program,
it's not helping at all.
No.
So that's where his progress is slowed. He's plateaued. He's like, okay, he can do flips and dives and all this stuff, but at the same point, it's like he needs something to really switch up his matches. And for the spots, like, it's okay to have scripted spots, but it's like you should be outside the ring fighting and then pulling it, and then you have Zelina pulling it. It's like, it's way too much. Too much scripting. Too much. Let's go to that spot. It should be feel more natural than scripted.
Yeah. You could call a Umberto Carrillo match even before the bell rings. You can say, okay, this is going to happen here, there, and then that's going to happen, and then boom.
Pretty much.
And then he's going to lose.
And then he's going to lose.
And he's going to be all shocked that he lost.
And because the tights were
out. How many shots has he had at that belt now?
Four. Four shots.
Hang on a second. I got to tell the intern to piss off.
Okay. He does that at, you can tweet Tim at Flames Forums.
I just tweeted back. I just replied to his tweet, piss off.
There you go. Good job. Well done. Worth the content. He's creating content.
There
anyway.
You go. I could tell him the Ted Cruz coronavirus joke, but I don't think he'd get it.
Tim.
What?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I know. Too soon.
Anywho.
But it's funny.
Anywho, Andrade retained his United States Championship. I had to remember if that was the right belt or not. Yes, it was the U.S. title.
No, it was the 24/7 title. What do you think it was?
Well, it could have been the Intercontinental. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Belts are meaningless at this stage for them. So Andre Grande retains and goes on to WrestleMania. I assume if Alistair doesn't team with Taker, then I would put Alistair against Andrade at WrestleMania.
I like
now
that.
Now he's teaming with Taker. It seems to be a one-on-one they're setting up.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. What's next, Tim?
Another match.
Cool, Tim. Thanks for helping along and progressing the card and stuff like that. What's the match? Do you know?
It's all a blur in my head. Didn't we have an Elimination Chamber match?
There we go. The Elimination Chamber match for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Miz and Morrison, the Usos, The New Day, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, and Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. Couple things. Lindsay, slow it down. Slow it down. He got caught up in the cage and looked like he almost broke his ankle.
That was a scary spot. Oh,
but then, he was a monkey and climbed up the cage to the ceiling. Did a big ass dive.
Pardon the bad pun, but that's thinking on your feet. You almost break your legs off by missing the chance of the Elimination Chamber, and you're able to basically do an inverted sit up to be able to become a monkey.
So, yeah. So we've seen a lot of things in these chamber matches over the years. We've seen a lot of big spots. We've seen a lot of people go crashing through the pod, right, Omega? We've seen that, right?
Of course, yes.
Did you see what happened, Omega?
He did not.
Sorry.
He did not.
He did not.
So we took it one step further. Thank you, Tim, for interruptions. Big Otis. He revved up that engine. He ran through one pod window and then through the other and to the outside of the chamber. He went all the way through.
I enjoyed the spot. I really did.
It was creative. It was creative. And boy,
it was a little on the cheesy side, but sometimes, you know, that's what you need in wrestling.
And boy,
it worked.
And boy, did Heavy Machinery bring life into this match.
Oh, it was good.
Cause the first few minutes were a lot of sloppiness and a lot of just going through motions. We're just doing spot after spot after spot, just sort of like had no flow. Bring Heavy Machinery in, they cleaned house. Tucker can fly. He actually got up on top of a chamber.
Oh god, what a flip.
He did a flip.
Front flip.
Onto some men. That was nice.
Perfect landing. He nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And well, what was really enjoyable was, and I mentioned that they perpetuated the storylines. Otis actually really, really focusing every ounce of his attention on Ziggler was perfect.
He has a mad for Ziggler right now because he's...
Oh, he's a bull seeing a red cape.
Ziggler stole his girl, so, you know. He's mad. He's got him mad at the moment. So, there's that. So yeah. By the way, after Tucker hit big dive, he was gone in like 30 seconds after that. He did not last long after that one. House Party was out first, followed by Heavy Machinery.
Of course they were.
Well, it took about 15 minutes for them to get eliminated. So, they had some time.
Lasted longer than some in this match tonight.
Heavy Machinery then went out, then Roode and Ziggler got taken out when, I think it was the Usos did a double splash on them after Kofi hit like the Trouble in Paradise and the Big E hit the big ending, which led to three teams: New Day, the Usos, and Miz and Morrison.
And the stare down between the three of them was really good, especially what happened after the stare down.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Usos and New Day slowly came to stand side by side and look at Miz and Morrison. Just staring daggers four on two.
And Miz and Morrison like, oh crap, we're dead.
Oh crap. Shit. Is the whole plan for them was to hang out against the ropes and let New Day and Usos just beat the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, yeah, like telegraphed, so even a blind person should be able to see it.
Yeah. But then the New Day and Usos turned on each other. New Day were eliminated by Miz and Morrison. After the Usos did the dive, Miz and Morrison ran in the ring and pinned Kofi. Or no, Kofi missed the dive off the top of the cage. That's what happened. He missed the dive off the top of the cage. Miz and Morrison did a double cover, getting rid of the New Day. Uso and Miz and Morrison were the last two. little bit of stuff back and forth, just a couple near falls. But a simultaneous pin and then some usage of the ropes, still tag champs. Miz and Morrison.
The pinfall cover was just because of what they're doing with characters with Miz and Morrison. It was perfect. And Miz using the ropes while Morrison dove over and did the sit down for the pin.
People were like, oh my god, he used the ropes, that's cheating. It's a chamber. There's
no DQ,
it's a chamber, there's no rope breaks.
Yeah. Yep. No rope breaks, no DQs, no nothing. So Miz and Morrison retained about 30 minutes of a match. Not the best chamber match I've seen, but it was fine.
No, we have seen better chamber matches, but we've also seen worse chamber matches.
Especially in December.
Yeah. By the way,
Tim?
Hey?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know what it is, but I miss the round chamber.
Oh, I don't know. I like this chamber. This chamber's fine.
Well, you know, what's good about this one is it's got the higher... It's got the higher roof, and so what's his name from Lucha Party could actually do the literal backflip from the wall to the ceiling and then crash down on everybody in the middle of the ring, which is a spot that happened.
Still wondering how
when
that
RVD happened. Tried to get some altitude, he almost killed Triple H.
Yeah. Still wondering how 180-pound man took out 5 people, but hey, it is what it is.
Momentum.
It's called momentum. Terminal velocity.
Yeah. Or a lot of falling. Yeah, I know. Still, it just looks weird. Oh yeah, they couldn't have just catch him. I mean, they could have just.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like if you throw a penny off the Empire State Building and it hits somebody in the top of the head, it's gonna hurt. Won't kill you, but it'll sting, and it might knock you on your ass.
By the way, Tim, did you know a week from tomorrow is March 16th?
A week from tomorrow is March 16th.
Mm-hmm.
There's gotta be a reason why you're telling me about March 16th.
316 is 316 day, which means the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin on Monday Night Raw.
There you go. You see, you were trying to lead me somewhere, but I turned it around and made you, I led you there.
By God. Stone Cold's coming back to Monday Night Raw for
March 16th!
And on that very same night, on the WWE Network, he interviews Bret the Hitman Hart. There's your first Hart reference of the night, chat.
And it didn't come from me.
And it didn't come from Tim.
In fact, I said nothing about it.
AJ Styles took on Aleister Black in a no DQ match.
Thank you, Booker. And I'm not saying thank you, Booker T. I'm thanking the Booker of this match.
Why?
It was fun. It was enjoyable.
Then you didn't read Twitter. Oh my God, why aren't they interfering? Oh my God, why are they interfering? Makes them look dumb. Oh my God, why are they interfering? Oh my God.
Don't even start with Twitter. It's full of absolute brain dead morons bitching about everything WWE related.
Oh my God, they're not interfering. It makes them look stupid. It's a no DQ match. Oh my God, let them do something. Oh my God.
Jesus Murphy. Yeah, that's the whole thing about that. Don't even get me started. The booking was perfect. AJ helped Aleister look great. Aleister Black shone in this match. His talents and his abilities got him over. And AJ, selling the way he did, got him over. And he's even more legit now than he was previously. Never mind, we're not even talking about who won the match yet. It was good. He sold the left leg injury, Aleister did, perfectly. And that spot through the table on the outside.
Worked really well.
The whole execution of it was gold, including the aftermath.
And then when they needed to interfere, when AJ was actually struggling, they interfered.
And that was the right time for them to do it. Not before, not during what was going on, because AJ was doing great and AJ was, holding his own and AJ was winning. Oh, AJ's in trouble. Let's get in there. And the entire time I'm thinking, when are we going to hear it? When are we going to hear it? When are we going to hear it? Rock, what am I talking about?
What are you talking about, Tim?
Boom.
Oh, Undertaker's dong showed up.
Yep, Undertaker's gong showed up.
Is that what you wanted?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a dong.
So, but that's not all that happened. The lights went out.
Lights went out. Oh my God. Is it him? Is it? By God, it's the Undertaker. And he has- Is it him? It's gotta be Taker. Wait.
Oh no, it's Sabu.
Sabu. Wait. It's Taz. Oh my God, it's Taz. So he had Gallows and Anderson on their knees. He was choking them while they were on their knees. Yes. It's a visual.
If you like that visual, I got news for you about the next chamber match.
Yeah, we'll get there in a minute. But don't forget the foreshadowing when AJ was attempting the pile driver.
Yeah, he teased the tombstone. He did the throat slash. But he did not actually hear it. It hit the move, but because Alistair escaped. But he taunted the Undertaker. The Undertaker retaliated. Choke slam. Gong hits. Taker's gone. AJ stumbles to his feet. Black mass. One, two, three. Black wins.
Alistair is your victor. The match was good. The match was solid. The match did exactly what it was supposed to do. The OC interfered exactly when they were supposed to. Yes, I get it. It's an ODQ. Doesn't mean that it's going to be a free-for-all clusterfuck. And thank goodness it wasn't.
So the reason why I just bring up could be Alistair and Taker just to take some pressure off of Taker going in the main and do a 3-on-2 handicap match. That's the only reason I bring it up. But I'm all for AJ and Taker as a single. Just saying, if Taker can't go the full match, that's a possibility.
Well, here's the thing. If it is AJ Taker as a singles, how long are they going to give that match, really?
About 15.
Is AJ actually going to be able to get any real offense going?
Yeah, he'll get some offense going.
Because you'll be able to sell it off as AJ being one of the smallest opponents Taker's ever faced.
I mean, he went 30 minutes with Shane McMahon. I think AJ can get 20 minutes out of him.
I mean, this is WWE. I mean, I'm sure, you know.
And here's
I'm sure they're going to do something. They're not going to give, they're not going to give like one of their best stars like a 2-minute match where an old man beats them in two moves.
Nope.
No, of course
never,
not.
Never been done before. Nope. Completely nope. Original.
No, they're above that.
They would never do that. They would never, ever do that.
Right. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Anyway, here's a statement you probably never thought you'd hear. AJ's talented enough he'd be able to carry Taker to a 20-minute match.
No. You're lying. Lying, chat. Tim's full of lying. Liar. Never believe anything he says.
It's AJ Styles. He could carry an Undertaker action figure to a 20-minute match.
He got Claire Lynch over, so he can get anything over. Anyway, so that's foreshadowing. All right, up next, for the third time in 10 days, it is the Street Profits versus Seth Rollins and his buddy Murphy for the Raw Tag Team titles. We have new champs, Tim. Street Profits.
Goodness.
Boy, Tim, wasn't that a big fantasy point get?
I had to pick Seth Rollins, too. Fuck.
Okay.
So that whole thing where I get 15 points and lose 14 netted me out at one goddamn point for that.
Okay. He was so happy when the Street Profits won. He was like, oh, my God, I got all these fantasy points. And
you go, not really. What'd you do to screw me? He says, no, you screwed yourself, Tim.
Yeah, I know. I did the math for him. And it netted him 1 point.
And it wasn't Scott Steiner math.
He was so happy too for a minute.
Rock didn't screw Tim. Tim screwed Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to my world where my idiots feud all the time.
There you go.
So, this had Raiders, this had popcorn, this had Kevin Owens.
Oh, Kevin Owens offering the popcorn up. That was awesome.
The match was good. It had, you know, it's... They've been working each other for a while. They kind of know how it works. So
yeah, this strangely, like for a big pay-per-view, has had a lot of practice, I feel.
Yeah, it was good. It moved stories along.
The match didn't suck. It was solid. Solid is not a bad thing. It was there were no oh my god moments.
So the Street Profits retained. Kevin Owens. Which helped that cause.
Yeah, Street Profits retaining shocked me.
You said there were no oh my god moments.
That's not oh my god, it shocked me that they retained.
Why?
Because I was not expecting it. I when they won the titles, I'm figuring, okay, well that's, you know, they're giving the Saudi audience something. And they'll give it back. Well, give the title back at the pay-per-view.
They won it on Raw, not in Saudi.
They're on Raw. Okay, no, that's right. Good. But
they took it off Seth, so Seth doesn't have the title at WrestleMania. He can go on and do a singles match, and the Street Profits can defend the titles at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know. But
so there went all your logic. Right out the way.
Oh, who asked you?
You.
Shut up.
Then there was a surprise in our next matchup, because I don't think anyone thought that Braun was going to lose, but it was Braun Strowman versus Shinsuke Cesaro and Sami Zayn, and oh my god, Braun Strowman actually lost the Intercontinental title after he just won it.
It was a bloody shock. That one definitely, yeah. Okay, 3-1, but it's Braun, and it's gonna be a case of, Sami's gonna be doing everything he can to show that he's the chicken, and finally he's gonna be the one pinned. And the entirety of the match, every time Sami got into that ring, that was the setup. The three of them on Braun, it would be exactly what you would expect in like a street fight. You don't let the guy get up or even get a chance to get any momentum. And this is exactly what the three of them did. Of course, Sami playing it smart. Anytime Braun was on his hands and knees or on his back, then he'd get tagged in. And as soon as Braun stirred, he'd get tagged back out.
Well, that's being a good heel in this type of match.
You know? It was perfect. And oh my god, there's somebody on Twitter, I was just shaking my head. If you're this negative and don't get WWE, why are you even watching? And yeah, I get you're threatening to quit the network and quit watching WWE and this individual, does the same thing every bloody pay-per-view. Bitch, whine, moan, cry, and complain. No thought for what's going on. And that it's just a story, and it's part of a story that will lead to a bigger story. I mean, has anybody ever threatened to quit Netflix because Lucifer didn't get the girl at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
Quit blowing my points just for the sake of blowing my points.
I mean,
have you heard
that Lucifer fan base? I mean, they're crazy people.
Yes, we are. But we saved the show thanks to help from William Shatner. So there.
But anyway. I think more people were shocked that Sami Zayn won the Intercontinental title.
It was Sami Zayn who got the pinfall, and the look on Sami's face when he won said it all. I mean, like, oh my god, I won. Well, that's what we're saying, Sami. Oh my god, you won?
And then he's out there poking the bear. It's like, he's holding the pun up. And it's like, Sami, don't poke the bear. Don't poke him.
And this is going right back to my point. There's a reason why Sami won, okay, in the longer range of this.
Well, no,
entire,
it's going to get Braun a WrestleMania match. It's going to be hysterical.
And this is going to be probably a comedy match, I think, which
that's fine.
We're not really seeing that much of anymore. And I mean, the comedy matches that we had were, Truth with the, 24/7 title.
Those were not matches.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. The comedy spot. There you go. Yeah. Okay. But when was the last time we actually had a real comedy match? It's
been a minute.
It has been a minute, hasn't it? And it's a lost art. And, a well done, well executed, you know, air quotes comedy match is one of those rare animals.
By the way, this was Sami Zayn's first title win on the main roster.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Holy shit.
It's taken a while.
Yeah. All fun and dandy. But, yeah, I get it. If you want to be a critic, critique the thing. Don't go onto Twitter during every single pay-per-view. Oh, this sucks. This is bullshit. My favorite wrestler didn't win, so I'm complaining on the internet. I mean, it just goes back to that Triple H promo that I just loved so much. When was that? Like 5 years ago now.
Yeah, something like that.
Holy fuck, yeah. Oh, my favorite wrestler didn't win, so me and my buddy are gonna quit WWE Network and we're gonna go on Twitter and complain. Well, you know, that's literally foreshadowed what's going on. But I'm singling out this one person because she's just an absolute ridiculous fool. Bench, whine, cry, moan, and complain.
Welcome to the internet, Tim. Welcome to the internet.
So, look, I like the match. I didn't think it was any kind of high point or it wasn't all that important. What's important is coming up, and this is what it's going to lead to is the important.
But now it's time for your main event. Raw Women's Championship shot is on the line for WrestleMania. It's out of Elimination Chamber.
Before you go any further, let's all recognize today is International Women's Day.
Okay.
And so having the Women's Chamber match as the main event, very apropos. Is it coincidence? Was it planned? Who cares? I enjoyed the shit out of this match.
It was the only match that had a real build, so it had to be the main event.
The only thing I didn't like was telegraphing who the winner was going to be like a month ago.
I mean, but as soon as they announced Shayna, like, that was telegraphing it.
But guys.
Yeah, true.
Vince McMahon has fallen out of love with Shayna Baszler. He's not going to put her in the main event of WrestleMania. He's mad at Shayna Baszler. He's not going to push her at all.
Yeah, we've heard that before from,
That was the internet for the last 4 days.
Yeah, the internet smart merch.
Boy, if Vince McMahon wasn't gonna push me, I wonder how he would be treating him. Jesus Christ, he was dominant.
Oh my God.
That's the first type of performance we've seen like that in the chamber.
Well, you know, she bills herself as a cage fighter, which she was before she got into wrestling, mixed martial arts.
Wow, really, Tim? Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, some people
don't. Thank you, Michael Cole.
Okay, I wasn't trying to be Captain Obvious to you guys. Now cut it the fuck out. Smart enough. Anyway, back it up just a little bit. Now I'm not doing this just cause I'm, friends with her and I know her really well and, I've worked with her, but, I'm trying to be as objective as possible. You have
Natalia. Hold on. So it doesn't come from you. Natty's one tough son of a gun.
You gotta give her props. She's like Jim was. I mean, that woman is a tank. She can take a beating and sell it like crazy. I mean, she even had the ref convinced she was hurt at one point. And I caught, the ref talking to her. Did you hear what the ref said, Rock?
No, what did he say, Tim?
Well, did you hear it, Omega?
Are you okay?
Yeah, that's exactly what the ref said. Did you hear what Natty said?
Yeah.
But, you know, she did the ventriloquist thing. She said, yeah, selling. That's exactly what Natty said. But she did it so convincingly that she had the ref thinking she may have hurt herself. So, props to her.
Yeah, she took a shot from Ruby.
Bullshit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what Tim was talking about. Ah.
Well, it was a crossbody from Sarah.
Was it too? Yeah, not too.
Literally almost practically right in the face.
So, this match was fine. Then Shayna got involved and destroyed people, choked everyone out, choked out Sarah, choked out Ruby, choked out Natty, who was already
dead.
This turned into
like a video game match. It was like your overpowered character just came in and finished off everybody.
And then...
Well, you put the game on easy and you jack your character up to have like 100% of every trait.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They used to have, like when they had matches where it's like, you have to do this in order to win the match. And it's like, you're supposed to recreate something. Mm-hmm, like yep. when the match was too hard, I would go into their, abilities and I would change their finisher to like a back roll. So they just flipped over me.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So they'd never hit their finisher. They'd just move around.
That reminds me of, when I had the Nintendo GameCube, I had SmackDown versus Raw. I can't remember which edition, but. In the SmackDown version where my character was in at WrestleMania in the main event against Undertaker, I would jump out of the ring, grab a chair from under the ring, and crack Undertaker 3 times. This is like a best of 7 falls, and I'd crack him 3 times, and I would take like three DQs. Because you won. There was just, after you hit him with the chair 3 times, you couldn't lose.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yep.
So, poor Liv Morgan.
Oh my God, I thought that she was gonna have the top half of her body get knocked right off.
She got smacked into the cage a little bit.
A little bit?
Okay, a lot. She got destroyed. But props to her taking it, but yeah.
And after getting swung into that, yeah, okay, it's plexiglass and there's a shit ton of give to it, but still, what was beautiful is thanks to all of that give that plexiglass has, it's really loud when you hit it, especially if it's not completely tightly sealed up against the frame that it's in, mm-hmm. like they do with the Elimination Chamber. And that's what you want to do in wrestling is make things loose enough that they actually make a big noise when you bang it because it sounds even more spectacular. But after getting swung into the side of that chamber thing, what do you call that? The...
Pod.
Yeah, thank you. The pod. That poor girl was bent in half sideways. It almost looked like it wouldn't be possible for a person to normally bend the way she was lying there. Wow.
But then it came to my favorite finish of the match. Shayna has Liv right by Asuka's pod and is just choking her out and staring a hole right in Asuka the entire time.
And here's
time.
The thing. She's holding Liv 3 feet off the ground.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That was
part.
Good.
That was the best part.
It was just so good because these two were just trash talking each other leading right up to this pay-per-view. And it just came down to, okay, it's going to be Shayna Baszler who wins, but how easy is her victory going to be? And then, oh, well, Asuka's in it and they trash talking each other. And okay, Asuka's gonna be the only one who's gonna put up a fight with her. Make it seem like there's any competition at all.
And she did.
This is what happened.
For a little bit. But in the end, Shayna Baszler wins. And she's headed to WrestleMania.
Well, she choked her out, and Asuka passes out, and the only problem I had, the ref went to ring the bell completely as soon as Asuka's arms dropped. You gotta lift the arm up 3 times before you do that. Mm-hmm. Come on. Keep it consistent.
They forget a lot of these procedures. I mean, unfortunately, they're still in this weird pattern where you don't get a whole lot of people that are like trying to stay in a match. You know, it's just they're going to spot. It's like, I'm supposed to lose here, so I'm going to tap out right away. It's like, you've got a WrestleMania title shot on the line. Can you please not like tap immediately as soon as her arm is around your neck?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please make it look like you want to win?
Well, you know, in this case, they're building Shayna up to be, you know, the female Brock Lesnar, I know. Strowman, which is fine.
I just pointing out like a general rule of like everyone just kind of forgets procedure these days.
Yeah. Oh, getting back to Liv Morgan, the way that she was eliminated, hanging there in a chokehold, like literally 3 feet above the ground, over the ropes on the ring, she just. Okay, she's out cold. She just basically rolls out of the hold like water. Out cold.
Yep.
And Shayna's just still staring at Asuka. And then there's like, what, 2 minutes of them trash talking each other through the plexiglass before, the pod opens up.
So yeah, Shayna and Becky, WrestleMania.
I'm looking forward to this match coming at WrestleMania.
Should be good.
And I'm assuming that we're going to get a couple of weeks of the two of them running in at each other.
Well, we've
to
seen
help build up the tension.
We've had that already, so it's going to continue.
Yeah, the continuation of it, which is, you know, it's fun and Danny is good. Just goddamn get to WrestleMania so I can watch this match. That's all. All
right, pick'em results, Tim.
Pick'em results. Starting at number 13, the Magic 8-Ball, batting 500, got 3 right, 3 wrong. In 8th place, we have a tie. 5 people went 4-3. And that would be Linz, Rob, Rock, Sub, and me. Tie for 3rd place, Chris P., Jenna Jobber, Kyle Morey. Big shout out to Keishi, and you, Omega. You all went 5-2. And the intern should be disqualified because, well, he's a jerk sometimes. But he tied in 1st place with somebody I happen to know.
Cool.
And she's going to be surprised when she hears that she tied with anybody for 1st place. Sheila, you went 6-1.
Jeez.
So congratulations.
So that's
not to the intern, just to Sheila.
So that's our show for tonight.
That is, yeah. Next week, Omega, are you doing something?
No.
Good, because we've got, miniature greater than great debate to happen next Sunday night.
That's right. We're bringing the greater than great debate to WTR Sunday night next Sunday night, 10 PM Eastern. We're calling it the all-time greatest because that's what it's called. Who is the greatest WrestleMania performer of all the times? We figure it out next week.
All the times?
Of all the times.
All the times. Of all the times. This would be good.
So we're doing the Great and the Great Debate format. We're going to do 64 and however long it takes us.
Look forward to that. And are we going to let anybody see what the matchups are leading up to it or what?
Once we figure out, make sure everyone's name's on there that you want, yeah, we'll post it out.
All right, there you go. And that being said, tomorrow night, don't miss Raw. The Raw after the Elimination Chamber, you're going to want to pay attention to what happens tomorrow night. And then you're going to want to happen to pay attention to the Raw post-show immediately following.
It's the return of the Rated R Superstar Edge. So we'll talk about it on the Raw post-show at 11 p.m. Eastern.
And, of course, up after that would be Thursday night. 10 o'clock Eastern, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll talk Elimination Chamber, NXT, the news, all you can handle. It's The Rack Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Check out all 6 episodes of The Rack Extra reviews Miz and Mrs. because apparently it was the mid-season finale that they sprung onto everyone. So check out the first 6 episodes now available at rockradioshow.com. There are other episodes that they just haven't aired yet. They're good episodes. They're good episodes.
So pay attention.
You just gotta wait till the summer to see them.
You've seen them.
I've already seen them. You'll just have to wait till the summer to see them.
There you go, yeah. So, hold on, of course, I'm not done, Tim.
Hold on. Are you done yet? No,
Rock
Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow Lindsay on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. And that's the same as her Twitter. She's gonna do a stream sometime this week, probably. And she streams on Sundays. So, yeah, do that. Follow her.
Okay, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, you're not done, because immediately after that, it's Fortnite with friends. Use creator code RocketSock.
The Fortnite app shop, #ad#ActivePartner.
Yeah, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it, another edition of the Wild, Wacky, and Unusual CB Radio.
What are we doing? I'm trying to figure out what... Oh, yeah.
You're doing a Greater Than Great Debate.
Yeah. Chad, it's a very obvious Greater Than Great Debate this Saturday. Figure it out. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com, midnight is for CB Radio.
There you go. And, of course, I told you what we're doing next Sunday night, back to our regularly scheduled time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain. Follow me, because it's cool, on the Twitters at Flames Forums for the sports and the fun and the stuff like that. You going to say something?
Is it cool, really?
It's really cool, because it's cool to follow me, because... if you want to be a fool, you want to be cool, follow me on Twitter, at Plains Forums. You want to get some serious and uncensored and no holds barred from me, then you want to follow me at Voicing Sanity. I don't hold back there. And you get my opinions on real life, no holds barred. So do that. But if you're addicted, plastic. You might be a plastic addict.
Look at you. Working in the name.
I did. You're welcome, Omega. Go.
Yeah. So if you want to see what I get up to, you can check me out over at just about anywhere named TJ Omega, unless you want to see what I'm up to over at Facebook, in which case follow me at TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega over on Twitter. Over on YouTube, and there's tjomega.net.
It's WTR Sunday Night on the Facebooks and the Twitters. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. If Amazon Prime links to your Twitch account, go to Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button above the screen.
Ba-dum-bum. That being said, I think we're all done plugging and stuff like that for the week. So have yourselves a good week, everybody, and we'll catch you next Sunday for another edition of Russell Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.